relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I don't think, Chad can tell me if I'm right, but I don't think I've ever handed over the opening of an hour to somebody who isn't called Sebastian Gorka. But today, I'm doing exactly that because I trust this man implicitly. If I had to be in a trench with bayonets affixed, I hope he'd be in the foxhole with me. He is, of course, my colleague, my buddy, senior columnist at townhall.com, author extraordinaire, commentator with a flamethrower. That's metaphorical, Media Matters. He is Colonel K. Kurtschlichter. You have two sentences from your upcoming Town Hall article, and I'm going to let you start the hour simply by reading those sentences to our millions of listeners.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Brace yourself, America. Here's a fun fact. Tucker Carlson, who a bunch of senior military officers tossed 240 years of nonpartisanship out the window in order to chide for pointing out their myriad failures, has won just as many wars as our generals have during the last 20. He has lost fewer.
Wow, that's going to sting. That's going to leave a mark on our general officer flag, officer corps. But it's not. Sadly, I wish it were just the GOs that I'd experienced after my 7 years teaching joint military professional education. But it's not. It goes lower than the politicized officer corps. It goes to Master Gunnery Sergeant Scott Stalker, senior NCO for Space Force. Let's just play the viral video from somebody who should be wearing a pink pussycat hat. Play video.
Drama TV. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I call it. I'll apologize up front and tell you that I don't have cable news at home. I don't have it here in the office, and I don't watch a lot of drama TV. I understand some comments were made yesterday, and I watched the clip that Mr. Carlson produced as he referred to pregnant women in the military. I'll remind everyone that his opinion, which he has a right to, is based off of actually 0 days of service in the armed forces.
Well, that's interesting, Kurt. In that case, if you're not a cop, you don't get to comment on police violence. Isn't that? Talk to us about the 240 years of military tradition that was just jettisoned in the last 48 hours.
Well, you know, Dr. Gorka, there's so much to unpack here. Let's start with that part. Let's start with the big picture. The big picture is there's a military tradition that we don't get ourselves involved in partisan politics. We don't get ourselves, when we're on active duty, especially in uniform, especially on a verified social media account, thereby representing the military. We don't go and attack journalists and argue with them. And believe me, there are a lot of journalists when I was in for my 27 years. I don't know, because I only had 27 years. I don't know if I rate for the Master Gunnery Sergeant or not. You don't get involved in politics. It has served us well for nearly 2.5 centuries. And they had to throw it all out the window because Tucker Carlson, he had to be the exception. You know, we've seen this with all our institutions, Dr. Gorka. We've seen, Trump so bad. We've got to blow all these norms and customs out of the way, and we just can't be troubled with them anymore. And now, of course, it's Tucker Carlson is why we're throwing these out. But it's not only the tradition, which is important. It's actual regulations, both on political activity in uniform, representing the military. That is highly verboten, and that's one of the reasons the military vets who saw this basically went insane over the weekend. A reaction that this guy who used to be in charge of Cyber Command, or senior NCO at Cyber Command, did not anticipate, demonstrating he is not tactically proficient in the world of social media and does not understand the battle space in which he decided to stumble. It is also unlawful to target American citizens for information operations. Targeting means attempting to have an effect. If you target with fires, you blow them up. If you target with information, overseas we'd call it propaganda, you are attempting to do something. Here he was attempting to cause primarily conservatives, traditional Americans, to separate from Tucker Carlson, because Tucker Carlson was saying unapproved things about America's military readiness. And he played the old Moton Bailey thing, defending to the death women in the military, who, of course, Tucker Carlson did not attack in any way, shape, or form. So it was, I mean, there, like I said, a lot to unpack, all of it bad, and this is a symptom of a military that has truly lost its way.
Yeah, we're talking to Kurt Schlichter, Colonel K, only 27 years in the U.S. military, rising to the rank of colonel. Follow him right now, at Kurt Schlichter. Check out his latest tome, the fifth in the Kelly Turnbull series, aptly named Crisis. Kurt, there's a bigger problem here. I mean, these guys should be up on charges. They
should be relieved of command immediately.
They should be relieved of command. I mean, you're absolutely right. Having an effect, when you're talking about information commands as well, when you're talking about TUMEF with its information command also targeting Tucker Carlson. You're talking about military action in the information space on a DOD Twitter account used against a civilian. But here's the bigger issue for me, Kurt. One of the essentials of not just American military history, but Westphalian, Western civilization's military history, is this small thing called civilian control over the military.
Absolutely.
What is a guy in a uniform doing discussing politics on a verified DOD Twitter account?
That's what stunned all of us vets. I don't think civilians or folk and folks who aren't associated with the military really understand what a big deal this is. I mean, a lot of people were stunned. A lot of veterans were stunned, understanding that they would have been booted out, non-judicial punishment, maybe even court-martial, for doing the same thing. But now it's okay because he supports the regime. Now, what do you think the reaction would be if, say, Command Sergeant Major, another E9, got on using his in-uniform, using his verified account, and said, I agree with Tucker Carlson. He's bringing up some really good points. Would he have been treated the same way? Of course not. This guy is basically hacking for the regime and tossing out all this amazing history that the United States military has had of nonpartisanship. And what it has done is done what all the other institutions have done, Doug. All our institutions have betrayed normal Americans in the sense that they are not there. She had a news media that lies about us and doesn't protect us when we're being wronged by their friends. We have an FBI that tried to frame General Flynn. We have, look at the NFL. Look at what the NFL did. Every institution has turned against us. So this guy, and here's the thing, he shouldn't be doing information operations against Americans, but at least he should do them competently. He did not understand the battle space. He actually expected to get a completely different reaction. He thought, well, I've seen the polls that say the military is very respected. I will go in and I will use my military authority to convince these people to not like Tucker Carlson anymore. And he absolutely did not understand people he's attempting to influence.
But why? Here's the bigger question. You know, you're a graduate of the War College. I spent 5.5 years teaching at National Defense University, another 2.5 years teaching the Marines at Quantico. This doesn't happen. This transgression doesn't happen unless there is a permissive environment.
Yes.
This isn't a one-off outlier, suddenly he decides to do something. This is because these individuals have been told for years and years and years in their JPME, in their professional military education environment, that this is okay and that what you are expected to spout is the politically correct verbiage. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. There were general officers, 4 stars, doing this stuff. There were information, public information officer accounts doing this stuff, and not just and aggressively, using foul language, insulting people, insulting civilians. I mean, this is absolutely mind-boggling. There will be no consequence for it, except this guy will be rewarded, and you will get more of it. And they will find that the American people will also lose faith in our military. As I spent a lot of time on social media fighting this yesterday, which is why I'm spending all day on media talking about it today, you're going to find folks like me reluctant to recommend that young Americans join our military right now. Right. While it's in this condition. This is heartbreaking to me. The military changed my life. It made me who I am. It is an institution I love. Every day when I go to the gym or go run, because I still try and maintain some sort of shape, even if my facial hair is not within a AR-670-1 standards today, it could be in a half hour. My clothes.
No, oh, we lost him there. I'm sure he knows that it is no longer necessary for you to actually meet the health requirements. He is Kurtzschlichter. He is standing up to the requirements he had to meet when he was serving in the U.S. military. We will continue the discussion with Colonel K. Follow him right now at Kurtzschlichter, S-C-H-L-I-C-H-T-E-R. It's the Kelly Turnbull series of books. Latest, number 5, is entitled Crisis, and I can't wait for his next article to drop at townhall.com. Back with Colonel K after these messages.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't say it. Not for 3 hours on this show with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist and deputy assistant to President Trump on the Salem Radio Network. Cancel culture, it's real. What are you doing about it? What can you do about it? I'll tell you right now something you can do. So incredibly simple. Mike Lindell, a great American, a great patriot, a truth teller. They are trying to destroy this good man, the creator of the incredible MyPillow. 25, count them, 25 U.S. corporations boycotting his incredible products because they politically don't like Mike. Well, guess what? You need to send them a message. Cut out the fascist cancel culture middlemen and go straight to his website, MyPillow.com. Order whatever you want because your friend of mine, Mike's going to give you more than 60% off. If you've already got a MyPillow, get another one. Get one of his new sheepskin slippers with the memory foam, the fabulous latest product. Call 800-829-8468. More than 100 U.S.-made products. Support Mike today. Send the fascistic left a message. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use my name for those massive, massive discounts. That's G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Colonel K. Kurtzschlichter. Follow him at Kurtzschlichter. He is the author of the Kelly Turnbull series of books and, what is it, the 21 Lies...
What's about the, Donald Trump and you. Yes, it's still out there.
Check it out. The 21 lies about Donald Trump and you. We are sticking this hour, last hour, next hour, the whole week to this question of the woke military. It started right at the top. Here is the testimony of the retired general who is now the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and what he thinks about his fellow American. Play cut.
The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks.
Kurt, this is, I never thought, as a person who chose this country, who chose to be an American, who was a DOD civilian on faculty at National Defense University before I ended up in the White House, the idea that a Secretary of Defense would call members of his own military that he will be commanding for Joe Biden, enemies. Kurt, as far as I'm, the Marines I know, the soldiers I know, the airmen I know, you do one thing to enemies. You blow them up or shoot them. And he's talking about the people under his command.
Yeah, this is that's kind of mind-boggling. This hunting the extremist boogeyman is absolutely ridiculous. Like I said, I spent 27 years in. I... don't recall meeting a lot of these, you know, mystery monsters of terror lurking in uniform. What I meant were a lot of great people who wanted to do a great job for their country.
So, white supremacy and nationalism wasn't a problem you detected in your 27
years?
Well,
nationalism certainly was. These were pro-American people
patriots.
Who loved their country. They were patriots. White supremacy? Wait, I mean, you know, it's so incomprehensible for guys like us who actually were in that somebody would walk in and go, you know what I hate? People of other races. And you just look at them and go, are you insane or drunk? Let me take your temperature. Let's get this guy to a sick call. It just doesn't happen. When somebody shows up at your unit, you don't go, I wonder where his grandfather came from. No, is he squared away? Or
right.
She? You know, and this whole idea that somehow women in the military need to be defended, as if their track record is requires a defense. I just, it's so insulting when you put people in boxes. Treat everybody like a soldier, and you'll be fine.
But isn't this cut? Isn't
and
this
be
part?
Realistic.
Isn't this part of a bigger phenomenon? This isn't just about the military. This isn't just the woke supremacy that is being exercised by leaders in the U.S. military. This is, to quote Jim Hansen, this is an attempt to criminalize conservatives, isn't it?
It is.
Right.
No, it absolutely is. The military was seen as the last center-right organization. They think they're going to change it. What they're going to do is change the leadership and drive conservatives underground. I hear from them all the time, traditional Americans who are patriotic and don't believe in all this social justice nonsense. The nice thing about the danger of the military is soldiers do what commanders check, right? And if commanders check to make sure you're woke, well, you're going to have a woke organization. You're going to have it fairly quickly. You know, the military is an aircraft carrier, but you'd be surprised at how fast an aircraft carrier can turn.
How does this end? Because Biden's not going to stop it. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, is actually in favor of it. Is there anything we can do until the next election, Kurt?
Not much. Keep the faith. Do your job. The next president needs to not be intimidated by generals. I think one of my criticisms of Donald Trump is he respected generals way too much. And he was ill-served by a number of them who showed themselves petty, disloyal, and frankly not competent. And none of this makes me happy to say, but you've got to go in and you've got to treat these guys like Siegfried and Roy treated their tigers with a whip and a chair and a pistol to keep them under control. And you need to set the standard from the top. Don't submit to him. Be like Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill had questions for these guys. Now, he did have some military service.
Yes.
You can always surround yourself with guys who've had some military service and know where the bodies are buried and who can say, sir, he's running a game on you. He's not telling you how many guys we have in Syria. He's lying to you, and just today a report came out in the New York Times, which God knows if it's true or not, but apparently there are 1,000 more American soldiers in Afghanistan than the president, our past and our present one, were told. This is inexcusable. Any president should start up, get on his firing shoes and start firing, because this is intolerable. Yet our military thinks it can do it, or our military leadership. And that's who we're talking about here, senior leaders. When you put a few out to pasture, General, you have lost my confidence in your ability to lead. You are relieved. I am directing that by Friday you be retired. Get out.
And at the same time,
double bag drag.
At the same time, we're talking to Kurt Schlichter. The whole joint political military education system has to be revamped and reformed.
Completely. Oh, the military education system is a disaster. When you have the Army War College and other war colleges that are teaching that, you know, America's most significant threat is the weather in 100 years.
Yeah.
That is not a serious military. China has a serious military. Its military is to deter and defeat. That is what a military should do. Ours? What is ours? What is our mission? Because if it's to deter and defeat, that ain't working.
I just wonder what Beijing, Moscow, Tehran are thinking after the last 3 days. I'm not sure that they are impressed that this is a war-fighting attitude from our military. Virtue signaling from senior enlisted and general officers doesn't impress the People's Liberation Army or a former KGB colonel running the Russian Federation or the murderous mullahs in Iran. Find out more. Follow this man at Kurt Schlichter on Twitter. Read his articles. Can't wait for the new one to drop with regards to the Tucker Carlson maelstrom at townhall.com. God bless you, Kurt. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, Jesse Jane Duff with her gunnery sergeant opinion. Stay with us. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Did I tell you guys I love the U.S. military? I served in the British Army Reserves in an MI unit. But I spent, oh my gosh, from 2004 until I went to the White House. That's a long time, my gosh. That's 13 years I spent teaching the U.S. military. A lot of it at National Defense University. But the best part, I'm not biased.
Only a little.
The best part was in Quantico when I served at the Marine Corps University teaching the Devil Dogs. And that's why I'm so excited always to have my good friend Jesse Jane Duff. Well, let's just say Gunnery Sergeant Duff on deck. Welcome to America First.
Oh, I'm as excited to see you too, Seb. We go way back, and I've always admired your straightforwardness. No wonder you fit so well with the Marines.
You know, the nice, can I just tell you a story? So I started talking, you know, every first day on the job, doesn't matter how long, you know, every first day on a new job, you're a little bit trepidatious. And I went to teach, what was it? Was it the senior enlisted? I think it was the senior enlisted course. Because I taught everywhere. I taught at the Marine Corps War College. I taught the captain's course. Then I taught a lot on the senior enlisted. I think my first lesson to teach was senior enlisted. And it was fabulous because they didn't care that I was some dude who'd come out of, you know, National Defense University, PhD this, blah, blah, blah. They couldn't give a crap. First class. They were pushing back. They were arguing. They're saying, well, Professor, I'm not sure. Only the Marines, and that's why we love them. Before we react to the news of the last 3 days, tell our millions of listeners and viewers who you are and your history with the Marines.
Well, I'm excited to be here. My name is Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff. I retired after 20 years of service in the United States Marine Corps, the rank of Gunnery Sergeant. I'm thrilled to be here because Seb knows that my opinion is going to be quite abrupt and to the point. I don't sugarcoat much, as Marines don't.
So let's start with the first issue with regards to Tucker Carlson, that if you're a civilian, you're not allowed to comment on the military, women in the military, pregnant women in the military. Your reaction to that as somebody with 20 years in the Marine Corps?
You know, it's amazing to me that the military has actually turned on the civilians and tried to tell them they have no room to speak. They forget who is paying their checks, who is funding the Defense Department. They answer to the civilian community that it's not the other way around. We are going to become a third world country or an authoritarian country if we now have the military telling civilians what they can and cannot say. I'm aghast at what has happened, and it's the first time since I've been a Marine that I ever called out active duty personnel on social media for their reprehensible behavior. I tell you, and I don't say this lightly, as a Marine, we always believe in Semper Fidelis. We always believe in loyalty, and we always scold in private and praise in public. I didn't do that this weekend. I probably made well over 50 tweets addressing and dressing down everyone from the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, the Sergeant Major of the United States Army, a colonel that runs 2MEF, the 2MEF account. And for those who don't know what 2MEF is, there's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd MEF, Marine Expeditionary Forces. They run at least a third of the Marine Corps apiece, and they're the forward expeditionary teams that are in those MEFs. Very powerful, very forceful. But yet they came out, and a four-star general, by the way, he called his Sergeant Major Pete or whatever the first name was. So I called the general by his first name. Their lack of professionalism on social media to me was astonishing. And here who we really have to blame. This is from the top down. We could talk about Secretary Lloyd Austin here in a minute, but we both know that Admiral Kirby, who is now the press secretary for the Department of Defense, was a problem under the Obama administration. And for him to make a public statement, let alone a press release, that admonished Tucker Carlson, set the precedent for all of these knuckleheads and nun nuts to come out and go after Tucker Carlson. That should have never happened. The leadership should be held accountable from the top on down. This tells me that Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has not set the tone. He needs to get these people under wraps. And I'm sure the Commandant of the Marine Corps, after being called out by Senator Ted Cruz in a very well-written letter that addresses all of these official, mind you, these people were using their official military yes. accounts. I'm sure the Commandant of the Marine Corps is not going to be comfortable in that meeting, because there's no doubt in my mind who the Commandant is has served well over 30 years. He didn't become a liberalized potato like Brian Stelter and is going to sit there and defend this behavior. He's going to draw the line.
Can you tell that she's a Marine? I think it's rather clear. Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, Newsmax contributor, co-host, co-chair for the Veterans for Trump. Follow her right now on Twitter, Jesse Jane Duff. I can't keep up with her. I think it's at least 50 tweets over the last weekend. I saw a couple of singers, and she is speaking out, representing the Marine Corps that I know. We'll be back with Jesse Jane with Gunnery Sergeant Duff momentarily here on America First and Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. A Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I've lived it now for 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. Two weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free 2 years later. But that's just one story. Listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a Relief Factor believer 100%. That should be you. Find out today if Relief Factor is the answer by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Food for the Poor. Can I just for a second say thank you to all of you who've donated thousands of dollars in just the last week to this incredible organization, which is feeding a million mouths every single day. They've been doing it for almost four decades in 17 countries, those countries where the children are suffering the most, those children who shouldn't be making those four-month treks to our southern border.
Let's help feed them where they are, especially in the benighted country of Honduras, where in some rural areas up to 48% of the children are malnourished. Please help today. Like our Lord and Savior told us, come unto me, the little children. Let's help them. For just $37 once, you can feed a child for 6 months. $111 feeds 3 children for 6 months. Be an angel. Be a savior today. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And click on the Angel Tree Food for the Poor banner right at the top. And make a donation in any amount, and you will be saving lives. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673, or just go to sebgorka.com and the Food for the Poor banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. We are back with my good buddy, Gunny Duff. Jessie Jane Duff, follow her on Twitter right now. Newsmax contributor, co-chair of Veterans for Trump. I have so many things I want to ask you in the next 7 minutes. First things first, let's do like, you know, quick little shot groups. Let's do this. Number one, what are you hearing in the last 3 days off the record? I don't want names, I don't want quotes, but what has the feedback been to you from your buddies in the Corps on this story?
I think those that are more senior enlisted and senior officers are pretty disgusted by what's going on. But what's unfortunate that we had 8 years of President Obama that really did start this process of socializing the military to be so woke. I mean, that's when transgender issues came up, gays in the military came up, women fighting in ground combat. Many of these issues I don't have any concern with, but some I do. I don't want to make a statement that gives you the impression I'm just this bigot, but I will say that what President Obama did was he overrode a lot of his commanders and their judgment. He did not allow them to have any say in it. The United States Marine Corps was the only branch that challenged the President of the United States and wanted an exemption from putting women in ground combat and did a $30 million study that proved that it would be a lethal mistake. It's nothing against the qualities of women, but we're talking hand-to-hand combat on the ground, fighting ISIS that usually is high on methamphetamines. You can't treat a woman equally if she cannot equally defend herself. And the study showed that integrated units with men and women were only 60% effective as non-integrated. So when you now lift that combat exemption and you put women in all these roles, I don't think it's a choice matter anymore, because if you're going to say they're eligible to fight in ground combat, then you have to make them all eligible to fight in ground combat. Otherwise, you're now not being fair to the men. Not that I like it, but that's how it has to be. Now, when Joe Biden got up there and made his presentation...
So this is what I want to ask you. Well, I've got to ask you specifically, your reaction to what he focused on was not 2-mile-long runways on artificial atolls built by the People's Liberation Army of China. He didn't talk about a nuclear threshold capacity in Iran. He talked about, and we are not making this up, G-suits for pregnant fighter pilots, and also making the dress uniforms and the barracks uniforms for pregnant women. He listed these as the great achievements of the American Army of late. Just your reaction on that.
I was so disgusted that to see the military come out the way they did, obviously they were following Admiral Kirby's lead and didn't watch Tucker Carlson's presentation because it was spot on. He spoke about, so let's be clear, flight suits are also worn by flight suit personnel on flight lines. They could be on the wing, they wear them. That's common. However, maternity uniforms are not anything new. There were two females getting promoted to general standing right behind him. And he stands there and talks about maternity uniforms, haircuts, modernizing haircuts or new innovative haircuts, and talks about transgender surgeries. I am so sorry, but that was the most disrespectful thing he could have done to those women by talking about
these. For me, they looked like props, Jesse. Those two women looked like props.
They probably were. But the fact that they had to stand there and listen to this man mumble along, couldn't even remember the name of his Secretary of Defense, couldn't even remember the name of the Pentagon, that organization over there, whatever he called it, that outfit over there. But to talk about pregnancy or maternity uniforms, haircuts or hairstyles, let's be clear, hairstyles. That was offensive. It's now looking like that's all women had to offer the military. And he's suggesting these are the reasons they can't finish their long-term service. They can't make a longer career out of it. First of all, that is not the type of military we need. And Tucker Carlson was pointing that out. He never discredited the women. But why is it the military would not be aghast that their commander-in-chief made a mockery of these two women getting promoted to general. He should have highlighted their careers. He should have highlighted the commands that they're going to, because apparently they're going to two very prestigious commands. And he should have highlighted our military effectiveness and military readiness. He should not have made it a woke moment on their dime.
But doesn't it start, Jesse, doesn't it start last year when the chief of naval operations, the CNO, who has one job, get the Navy and the Marines to be able to crush our enemies in combat, records a 20-minute video on Black Lives Matter. Doesn't it start there?
You know, it's so disgusting that this has been allowed to happen on active duty and in the Pentagon, because all I can say now is that I don't know that we can pull it back. We have acquiesced so many of our wokeness to the military now. It's become a social services agency. It's now become a civil service job. They declare that this is now equality. Let me be very clear to everyone. There's no equality in joining the military. You're too tall, too fat. I'm overweight by the Marine Corps standards. If you cannot see, if you're deaf, if you're missing limbs, if you are incapable, but yet they are now trying to make this seem like I'm just going to go get a federal job. Go get a federal job if that's what you want and work your 9-to-5. This is an exceptional purpose to overwhelm and destroy the enemy. That is what our military is. And it was insulting that the president of the United States did this on the backs of two female generals. And then you've got this military sergeant majors, the top rank in the enlisted ranks, a master gunnery sergeant over at the Cyber Command. And then you have general officers and a colonel and the entire two MEF coming out after Tucker Carlson. That was unacceptable. Let me be clear to your listeners. You are not allowed on active duty to make any commentary, personal or opinion or political, on your official military accounts. And they did.
And they did. And this is going to be very, very hard to undo, especially when the wokerati are at the very top of the political elite. We've been talking to a champion, a true Marine, Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, co-chair of Veterans for Trump, Newsmax contributor. Follow her at Jesse Jane Duff. She's promised she's going to come here when she's in the swamp in studio. I'm going to keep you to that. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that is drug-free and that works. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. Don't wait any longer. Find out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, your 3-week quick starter pack. Order it today. You deserve to know.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Are you pumped? Man, what a lady. What a Marine, Jesse Jane Duff. I think we have at least one of our key topics for this Thursday. At least I want to talk about it, but you get to choose. Yes, after the show this Thursday, it's the special Ask Me Anything event where only 20 of our listeners across the nation, that's crazy, out of, what, 3 million? 20 of you get to join me in a special virtual exclusive opportunity to talk to me, to ask me whatever question you want. Book today, this Thursday, March 18th. Go to askahost.com. It's going to be a little chat with me and my friends who listen to America First but want to ask me stuff you just don't get around to in the small number of hours we have every single day. Join me for this exclusive event. Only a couple of tickets left. Go today, askahost.com, and we'll have a chat Thursday after the show. This Thursday, do it today. Okay, I want every single one of you to double down, to ask yourself, what can I do? It's not just, you know, the military that's the problem. They're using the military as a social engineering exercise. Obama did this. Remember? He did this already with transgender. Clinton did it with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now it's out of control. The idea that uniformed members of the U.S. military are using official social media accounts to attack civilians, to attack members of the press. Imagine if just one lowly PFC had done that to some member of the liberal media under the Trump administration. That would have been a story for weeks. We're talking about senior enlisted. We're talking about master sergeants. We're talking about generals. We're talking about the spokesman for the Pentagon, Admiral Kirby, imposing their political ideology on those who fund the military, those who pay for that outfit over there that Biden can't remember the name of. It's called the Pentagon, sleepy, creepy Joe. You need to be part of the solution. You need to speak up. If you're seeing this kind of language coming out of your friends' mouths, if you know somebody in the military who's kowtowing, who's surrendering to the woke mob, don't just listen. Don't just nod. Tell them that in this country, we have civilian control. In this country, we love our military. But guess what? They have one job, to crush our enemies, not to lecture us, not to attack journalists. Tell them the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.